نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صاد والقران ذي الذكر صاد this is the first surah which is starting with one letter there have been letters alif lam mim alif lam ra alif lam mim ra alif lam mim saad and so on and so forth kaf ha ya ain saad But there are three surahs of Quran which starts with only one letter. The first one is this Saad. Then will come Surah Qaf. Then will be Surah Noon. Saad wal Quran is his zikr. By the Quran, which is full of admonition and reminding. Now what is Jawab-e-Qasam? Subuksam alay. That is understood. We have to guess according to Surah Yasin. والقرآن is his zikr إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ This Quran which has the admonition and the reminding for the humanity, this is the proof, clear proof of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are the messenger of Allah. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ But those who disbelieve are in false pride and they are totally opposed to it. كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ قَرْنٍ And before them, how many a generation we destroyed for nada? Then they cried to each other, وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاسِ But the time of escape had passed. Now there was no escape from the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَجِبُوا وَجَاهُ مُنْزِرُمْ مِنْهُمْ And they are wondering that to them has come a warner from among themselves, a human being, a person from their own nation. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا صَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ And the disbelievers are saying that he is a sorcerer and a liar, كَذَّاب أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهَا وَاحِدًا Has he merged all the gods into one god? We had a god, we want to be new, a big god, the biggest god, but along with that big god, there were so many other gods and goddesses. But now, It is a very strange thing that he is saying, أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهَا وَاحِدًا He has merged all the gods into one god. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ This is something very astounding, very astonishing. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ And the chief from among them, they just left, departed. Leave him, leave Muhammad, what he is saying. We can't even listen to it. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ أَنْشُوا وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ And they said, To their common people also. Go from here. Don't listen what he is saying. And persevere about your gods. Cling to them. Don't listen to him. He's falsifying them. He's saying they are false gods. No. You cling to them and persevere in it. Wasmiru ala alihatikum. In haza la shayun yurad. Definitely, what is Muhammad saying today, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has some personal motives behind it. He wants to become your chief. He wants to become authority. Something. Yurad. He aims at something when he is saying this. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي الْمِلَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ We have never heard about these things in the previous faiths. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا اخْتِلَاقٌ This is nothing but an invention. أَوْزِرَ عَلَيْهِ ذِكْرٌ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا Has the admonition and the reminding been sent to him, leaving us? We are the chieftains. We have more wealth. We have more strength. If Allah had to send something, some revelation, He could have chosen one of us, one of the chieftains. أَعُنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ ذِكْرُ مِنْ بَيْدِنَا بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ But they are in doubt about my zikr, about my remembrance. بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُوقُ عَذَابُ Actually, the reason is that they have not up till now tasted our chastisement. When they will taste our chastisement, then they will know everything. أَمْ إِنَّهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ Do they own the treasures of the mercy of your Lord, who is Al-Aziz, Mighty, and Wahhab, the Bestower? You know, this Nabuwah or Risala is a mercy, as we saw. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His mercy to whomsoever He likes. He has selected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his choice. Now they are saying he should have selected somebody else, somebody bin Mughira, or some or other big person, very wealthy, a chief among the Quraysh. Am lahum mulku samawati wal ard? Do they have the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth? Wama baynahuma, whatever is in between them. Falyattaqul asbab, fil asbab. So let them climb up the heaven by any means. Jundun ma hunalika mahzoomun min al ahzab. They are another routed host of the confederates that were there. Before them also there were so many people, so many nations. They were destroyed. This is again a group which will have that final destruction. Kazabat qablahum qawm Nuhin. Before them, the people of Nuh, they belied. Wa'adun. And the nation of Ad. Wa Fir'aun udul Autad. And in the same way Fir'aun, the one who had the 10 pegs, is such a big army that for the tents, you know, there were pegs to erect the tents. And these pegs were so many in number, so many horses and mules were laden with the tents only. Zul Autad. Wa Samud. And in the same way, the nation of Samud. Wa Qawm Lut. And the people of Lut. Wa Ashabul Aika. And the people of the thicket. People of the jungle. Ulaik al-Ahzab, they were the Ahzab, they were the groups, they were the parties, they were the hosts, they were destroyed before them. In kullu lillah kazzab al-rusul. All of them, they belied their messengers, faqa iqab, and they then became deserving of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma yanduru ha'ula ila sahatun wahidatun ma laha min fawaq. And these people are not waiting for anything else but a shout, sayhat al-wahida, a very loud shout, in which there will be no pause. Continuous. Loud shout, continuous. That will be the cause of their death. وَمَا يَنْدُرُوا هَاُلَا إِلَّا سَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِتَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. And they are saying, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord, give us our portion, whatever you have to give us, good or bad, punishment or reward. Give us before the day of the reckoning. We want it early. You make the decision now. We don't want to wait till the death and until the resurrection, until the end of the day of judgment. Isbir ala ma yaqulun, O Muhammad, you have patience on what they are saying. Wazkur abdana Dawood was the head. And now you mention here, our servant Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, Zal'ed, who was the possessor of strength, innahu awwab, and he always turned to us in prayer. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu, yusabbihna bil-ashiyya wal-ishraq. We have subjected the mountains with him, because they used to glorify us with him at nightfall and sunrise. When Hazrat Dawood, alayhi salam, he read the Psalms, you know. The book Zabur is actually a collection of the Psalms. So, and he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given him a very beautiful, very voice which has a melody in it. So then, you know, the mountains also and the birds also join with him. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu. We have subjected the mountains with him. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evenings, and also in the sunrise, on the sunrise. What tara mahshura, and in the same way, the birds which were gathered duly, all were turning towards Allah, turning to him. Wasadanna mulkahu, and we have strengthened and fortified his kingdom. Waatainahu al-hikmata wa fasl al-khitab, and we had given to him the wisdom and decisive sayings and speech. He could decide the matters very soon, understand the matter, decide it, and decide it very decisively. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَعُ الْخَصْمِ. And has the news of two disputants come to you, is the خَمْرُ الْمِحْرَابِ. When they climbed over the wall of the sanctuary, in the palace, you know, he had fixed a one place, sanctuary, where he used to pray. Now he was there alone. There was nobody except near. And on your palace there must have been guards at the gates. But some, two people, they climbed over the wall and came to him suddenly. Is dakhalu ala Dawooda. When they entered upon Dawood, فَفَسِعَ مِنْهُمْ he felt danger from them. He was frightened at them. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ they said, they want to kill me perhaps, do some harm to me. How have they come? Defying all the guards of the palaces, they have reached here. So he was frightful. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ they said, you don't have fear. خَسْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ we are two disputants. We have a dispute among us. One of us has oppressed the other. فَعْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقُ so now you decide between us with the truth. وَلَا تُشْتِتْ don't postpone. Don't say come tomorrow. This is my private time. And I am praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you come and disturb me? وَلَا تُشْتِتْ we want the decision now and here. وَحْدَنَا إِلَىٰ سَوَىٰي سِرَاطٍ and guide us to the straight way, straight path. إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي now the one said, he is my brother. لَهُ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً to him belongs 99 ewes. Ewes, you know, the sheep, but a special type of sheep. لَهُ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً he has 99 ewes. وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ and I have only one ewe. فَقَالَ اَكْفَلْنِيهَا وَعَزْدَنِي فِي الْخِتَابِ now he says, give me, hand me over that one also. And he has oppressed and overcome me in argument. He has overpowered me. He has 99. I have only one. And he says, hand that over also to me. قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسْوَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَىٰ لِعَاجِهِ Dawood said, well, he is doing wrong. While he is asking that you should hand over your own Eve also to him. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْقُلَتَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ And definitely, those people, you know, who are partners in this world, in business, etc., in families, they do wrong to each other. There's nothing new in it. People do wrong to each other. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except those who believe in Allah and who do good deeds. وَقَلِلُ مَّاهُمْ And such people are not very much, they are very few. وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ And then suddenly it came to Dawood, it dawned on him. أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ Actually, this was a trial for him. We had put him to a test through this. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ So he asked for the forgiveness from his Lord. وَخَرَّ رَاكِمْ وَنَابُ And he fell down. First in ruku, and you know, then in sajda, and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I shall explain later, this is ayat of sajda, so perform sajda. Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirah, faghafarna lahu, so we forgave him, zalika, that mistake or sin, whatsoever we may call it, we forgave it to him. Wa inna lahu indana la zulfa, wa husna ma'ab, and sure, surely for him is an access to us and goodly resort. Now actually this surah Tusaf has many incidents quoted here. Very briefly. The details are neither in the Quran nor in the authentic ahadith. But only references are from the Israeli riwayat, the Israelite traditions. And the Israelis, people, these Yahud, they had the bad habit of assigning very bad things to their prophets. He did this and he did that and he did that. About Lut, maybe you might be knowing or not, that his two daughters committed adultery with him. And this is written in Torah. In the same way, there is a story that Dawood alayhi salam had so many wives. He was a king. You know, haram of the kings of those days used to be full of wives. But there was one of his generals, Uriah. Uriah's wife was very beautiful. someday thou will happen to see her. And he liked to marry her. Then he asked Uriah that you should divorce your wife so that I can marry her. So this is the story. Rather there, you know, in Torah, the story goes further. That he refused. But then Dawood, alayhi salam, he sent Uriah on an expedition in which it was sure that he will be killed. So he was killed. And then now that woman became a widow. Now he married her. So we don't know how much is the truth. But maybe some truth in it might have been, because Quran is saying something. And we don't find any other explanation, you know. And this is the principle of tafsir and exegesis of Quran, that those things which are referred to in Quran briefly, if you have any details in the former books, scriptures, then we can take the things from there. Haddathu al-Bani Israel wala haraj. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can take and accept the traditions from Bani Israel. There is nothing wrong in it. Anyhow, Allah best knows what was the incident. But one thing is sure, that something wrong was there in the heart of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this method of warning him so that he becomes conscious of his ill intention or whatever he was going to do. And this is the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves the prophets from doing something wrong. Not that they have no intentions. We have the tradition that Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I was young, twice it happened that I decided to go to those, you know, where there was singing also and dancing also and, you know, stories were being told. But what happened? I started from my home. In the way, somewhere I sat for some rest, I slept. Kept sleeping whole night. In the morning I wake up and the rhyme was gone. So Allah saved me. Again, once more, the same happened. So Allah saves, you know. This is the ismah. Masoom. The prophets are masoom. They are saved. They are protected. Not that no idea of a bad thing can come to their mind. No, no. They are human beings. There can be. Ideas can come. We have read in Surah Al-Hajj. Wama min nabiyin. But whosoever Nabi and Messenger we have been sending, when they had some planning of their own, iza tamanna alqa shaitanu fi umniyatihi. When they were planning themselves, what was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was absolutely protected. There couldn't be anything wrong in it from the shayateen. But when he was himself planning, there could be some mistake. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him safe. And he is at a proper time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets him know that you are going towards the wrong direction. So this is what happened here. So Dawood came to know that he had some wrong thing in his mind. So he repented, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, we have made you the vicegerent on earth. Fahkum bayna an-nas bil-haq. So you should judge between people with truth and justice. وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ. Don't follow your lusts. Don't follow your desires. فَيُضِلَّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will definitely lead you astray from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Verily those who go astray from the path of Allah, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. For them is a very strong, severe chastisement. بِمَا رَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Because they just forgot that the time is to come when I'll have to account for it. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. And we have not created the heaven and the earth and whatever is between them without any purpose. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is the thought of those who disbelieve. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. So woe to those people who disbelieve from the fire. أَمْ نَجْعَلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Will we hold those people who come to believe and they do good deeds as those who are the mischief mongers in the earth? They must be repaid accordingly. Whosoever is doing good deeds, he must be rewarded. Good reward. And whosoever has been a mischief monger, he should be punished. اب نجعل المتقین کالفجار. اور از اٹ پاسبل دیٹ وی کین میک ایکول دوز ہو فیئرڈ اس اینڈ دوز ہو ور مسکریئنٹس؟ دی آنسر از نو, اٹ از ناٹ پاسبل. کتاب انزل اللہ الیک مبارک لیدبروا آیاتہ, دس قرآن از اے بک دیٹ وی ہیو سینڈ ڈاؤن ٹو دی او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ دس از مبارک بلیسڈ لیدبروا آیاتہ سو دیٹ دے شوڈ پونڈر اوور اٹس ریولیشنز. Ponder over, dive deep into the meanings of this, the revelation of Quran. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, so that the people who have an understanding, they get admonished and reminded. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and we blessed Dawood with Sulaiman. We gave him as a son. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ, what an excellent servant he was. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ, he also kept turning to us for in prayers. Is urida alayhi bil asim istafnat ziyad, when there were presented to him in the evening standing steeds, swift footed. He had armies, so armies there were steeds also, horses of good pedigree, and he was investing, he was inspecting them. Faqala, but he kept busy long, so that the salatul asr, you know, it this time passed. فقال اني احببت حب الخير عن ذكر ربي, then he repented. I love this wealth of this world, these horses are the wealth of this world, I love them so much that they became a bar and they prevented me from the salatul asr, from the zikr of my Lord, from the remembrance of my Lord. Hatta tawarat bil hijab, until the sun got hidden in the curtains, it was set. The time of Maghrib has come. Now in that condition, he was so much sad, so much grieved, that in, you know, a special condition, he said, bring back these horses to me. Rudduha fatafiqa mashan bisuq wal anab, and then he started striking and smiting them in their necks and in their legs. So he was cutting them. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ وَأَلْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيِّهِ جَسَدًا ثُمَّ أَنَابَ, another event of Hazrat Sulaiman's life. And we certainly tried Sulaiman, and we cast upon his throne a mere body. Now this also needs a very long description. I can't go into that details. I told you, these are some incidents of the lives of Sulaiman and Dawood. Details are not here in Quran. Only references, flying references. So for this, if somebody wishes, he should either consult the former scriptures or the ahadith or the tafasir. Qala, now there is a prayer of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Qala Rabbi Sirli, O my Lord, forgive me. وَحَبْلِ مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي, and bestow on me a kingdom such as may not suit to anyone after me. You bless me with a kingdom with which you will not bless anybody else till the end. Now the kingdom of Sulaiman was not very great, but you know he had power over wind, he had power over jinn, he had power over the animals, birds, so all these things. None else in the whole human history is like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, neither before him nor after him. And that is the dua. Rabbi khirli wa habli mulkan, give me a kingdom, la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, which nobody after me can have. Innaka antal wahhab, verily you are the giver, the bestower. Fasakhkhamna lahu rih, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he subjected to him the wind. Tajri bi amrihi, according to his command, it blew. Rukhan haythu asab, very softly and gently, wherever he had directed. The wind to now blow towards east, or now blow towards west. And his ships were moving in the seas. And you know, always according to his command, the wind was blowing so that they were taking the ships of Sulaiman in the required direction. But shayateen, kulla bannain wa ghawwas. And this is again, no other king has been given this authority. Sulaiman alayhi salam, to him we made the jinnat. They were subjected to him. And they were for him the builders, banna, wa ghawwas, and divers in the oceans. Wa akharina muqarrarina fil aswad. And there were others also, who were chained in the fetters. Hala ata'una, we said to Sulaiman, this is our bestowing upon you. Famnun aw amsik. Now you can share others also in it. Share all these blessings with people. Or if you like, you can keep it with you. Baghair hisab. We shall not have any reckoning over this. Wa inna lahu indana la zulfa wa husna ma'ab. And definitely, for him is with us a very goodly resort and a very near position. Waskur abdana ayyub. And mention here our servant Ayyub, Job, alayhi salatu wassalam. Is nada rabbahu. When he called upon his Lord, Rabbi, inni masani shaitanu binusbin wa azab. Oh my Lord, surely Satan has touched me with toil and chastisement. Urkud birijileka. The Allah sent the revelation. Stamp with your foot on the earth. Haza muqtasalun. Now when he stamped on the earth, there you know gushed a spring from the earth. And Allah said, now this is for washing and cold drink also. Wa wahabna lahu ahlahu. And we gave back to him his family. Wa mislahu fahu. And another more family people like them. Rahmatam minna. It was all mercy from our side. Wa zikra. And reminding liulil albab for those who understand. Wa khud min yadika zikran. And now you hold in your hand a bundle of figs. Fadrib bihi. And strike with it. Wala tahnas. And don't break your oath. He had said in some, you know, time of anger, I will strike you. To his wife he had said, 100 stripes. Now he was sorry. I had said this, how to do it. 100 stripes to this woman, she might be killed. So Allah said, okay, you take a bundle of twigs, 100 twigs in your hand and strike once. So this will be the fulfillment of your oath. We had found him a very persevering person. Naimal Abd. He was a very fine servant of ours. Innahu Awwab. And he was also always turning towards us. Waskur Abdal Ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. And mention here also our servants Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub. Ulil Adi wa Labsa. They were all people who had might and vision. Inna Akhlasnahum bi Khalisatin Dikradar. We have chosen them with a most pure purpose. And that is the remembrance of the final abode. Wa innahum indana lanal mustafain al akhyar. And surely they are with us of the chosen, the excellent people. Waskur Ismail wa Yasa wa Zulkifl. And mention also Ismail and Yasa and Zulkifl. Wa kullu min al akhyar. All of them were from our excellent bondsmen. Haza zikr. This is a reminding or admonition. Wa inna lil muttaqina husna ma'ab. And definitely for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is going to be a goodly resort. And what is that? Jannati adnin. These will be the gardens of perpetuity. Mufattahatan lahumul abwab. And their doors are open, ready to welcome the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends there. Muttaqina fiha. They will be sitting there, reclining. Yaduna fiha. And they will be calling for, ordering for. The faqihatin kasiratin, much of fruit, wa sharab, and drinks. Wa indahum qasiratu tarf atrab. And with them there will be maidens of restraining glances and of equal age. Haza ma tu'aduna li yawmil hisab. This is what you are being promised for the day of reckoning, for the day of judgment. Inna haza la rizquna ma lahu min nafad. And this is our provision. It is not going to be finished at any time. Haga wa inna littaghina la sharra ma'ab. This is for those people who are sent to the hell, to the heaven, to the paradise. But for those people who were transgressors, taghin la sharra ma'ab, For them there is going to be an evil resort, Jahannam. That is Jahannam, Yaslaunaha. They will enter it, Fabes al Mihad, and that is a very bad resting place. Haga fal yazuku hamimun wa ghassaq. This is for you. Now they should taste this boiling water and pus from the wounds. Wa akhiru min shaklihi azwaj. And punishments like these of various kinds. Haga fawjul muqtahimun ma'akum. Now people in the, already in the hell, they will say, oh, another group is coming. Haga fawjul muqtahimun ma'akum. They are coming towards you, rushing towards you. La marhaban bihim. No welcome for them. Innahum salun nar. They are going to enter the fire. Qalu bal antum. Now the newcomers will say to those who are already there in the hell, la marhaban bikum. No welcome for you. Antum qaddamtumuhu lana. You are our elders. You are the former generation. You have brought all this to us. You were on the wrong path and we followed you. Fabisal qarar. And this is a very bad resting place. Qalu rabbana man qaddama lana haza. And they will say, oh our Lord, whosoever has brought these things to us, fazidhu azaban zaytan sinnar. For them, you should increase the excitement in the, and double it in the fire. وَقَالُوا مَا كُنَّا لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّهُ مِنَ الْأَشْرَارِ. And they will say, what has happened, we are not seeing amongst us. Those people whom we were thinking that they are among the most vicious people. اتَّقَلْنَاهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. We used to laugh at them, mock at them. هَمْ زَاغَتْ عَنْهُمَ الْأَشْرَارِ. What has happened? Our eyes, you know, they have been turned from them. إِنَّ ذَلَكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Now this disputing between themselves, between the people who be in the hell, is true. It is going to take place. Qulil ma'ana munzir. Say, O Muhammad, I am only a warner. Wama min ilahin illallahul wahidul qahhar. There's no God except the one who is omnipotent, alone. Rabbu samawati wal ard. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, wama baynahuma. And whatsoever is in between them, Al-Azizul Ghaffar, He is all-powerful, He has the total authority, but He is also forgiving. Qul huwa nabahun azim. Say, this is going to be a very big news. Antum anhu murdoon, and you are turning away from that. What are the news? That you will be resurrected, and you know, you will be brought to the book. And then, maybe some of you are sent to the heaven, and the rest are sent to the hell. So this is Nabahun Azim. This is a very big news. Antum anhu muridun. You are turning from it. Ma kana li min ilmin bil mala'il a'la is yaqtasimun. I don't have any knowledge of the highest exalted assembly of the Malaikat al-Muqarramun when they were dissenting about the vicegerence of Adam. In yuha ilayya illa annama ana nazirun mubeen. Only it is being revealed to me, sent by revelation, that I am nothing but a warner, clear warner. وَإِسْتَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ. And just recall, when your Lord said to the angels, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ تِينَ. I am going to make a person, a human being, create a mortal from clay. Now this story of Adam and Iblis, here it is coming for the final and seventh time in the Quran. It is there in Surah Al-Baqarah, section 4. Surah Al-Araf, section 2. Then it was in Surah Al-Hijr. Then Surah Al-Israel, Surah Al-Kahf. Then Surah Taha. And now finally, this is the seventh. This is Surah Al-Fat. And when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a mortal from clay. فَإِذَا سَمَّيْتُهُ. So when I have shaped him, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. And have blown into him from my own spirit. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So at that time, you will have to fall before him in prostration. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. So all the angels fell prostrate all together. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Except Iblis. But he was not an angel. He was a jinn. إِسْتَكْبَرَ. He showed arrogance. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he became one of the disbelievers. قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ. Now Allah said to him, O Iblis, what has prevented you antasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya? That you prostrate before him whom I have created with both of my hands. I have created human being, Adam, with both of my hands. What does it mean? What I think is that this Alamul Khalq and Alamul Abur, both are joined in man. And man is the only creation which has both the worlds in him. Now this is Alam-e Amr, Alam-e Khalq. To Alam-e Amr belongs Malaika, angels, and our spirits. To Alam-e Khalq belongs our this body, animal aspect of our existence. Now Jinnat are only Alam-e Khalq. All these animals are only Alam-e Khalq. All this universe is all only Alam-e Khalq. Alam-e Amr, only Malaika, but they don't have bodies. They don't have the Alam-e Khalq. The only creation of Allah in which both these, you know, worlds have joined together is man. I think this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, I have created this man with both of my hands. Astakbarta. Now this question is to Iblis. Are you arrogant? Am kunta min al-aleen? Or you are want to exalt yourself? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ He said, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينٍ You created me from fire and created him out of clay. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٍ Allah said, okay, go forth, go out, go away from here. And because now you are accursed. وَإِنْ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ And my curse shall remain with you till the day of resurrection. قَالَ رَبِّ فَانْظُرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ He said, okay, my Lord, now give me respite. Till the day they shall be raised. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَلِينَ Allah said, okay, go. That respite is granted to you. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ Till the day of the known time. قَالَ فَبَعِزَّتِكَ Now he said, I swear by your honor, لَوْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will certainly mislead all of them together. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except those from him whom you have chosen for yourself. قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ Allah said, okay, then the truth is, and I am saying the truth, لَأَمْلَعَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِنْ مَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will fill the hell with you, and whosoever from the progeny of Adam follows you, from all of you, I will fill the hell. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ O Muhammad, say to them, I am not asking you any reward, any wage, مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ And I am not from among those who are pretenders or imposters. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This Quran is nothing but a reminding, admonition for the world. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَاهُ بَعْدَهِينَ And certainly you will know the truth, the news that it is giving you. The reality will come to you after some time. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم